Okay, so what I'm going to do is on the soundboard, I'll have one of these set. We'll get the intro music going.
Fuck yeah, dude! That rules!
Okay, I love you.
Bringing intro music back.
Mm-hmm. You got the rights from Home Improvement?
I think I want to do... I might do like a dubstep Home Improvement remix.
Wow.
Or something fun. Something fun like that. Folks... Cat's out of the bag. Cat's out of the goddamn bag. Ran off. What you're listening to is this is a Patreon exclusive, but this is the production meeting for next week.
Mm-hmm.
The start of the very first episode of the Adam Friedland Show.
No, it's not the Adam Friedland Show. It's not. It's Come Town.
Executive producer Nick Mullen presents Adam Friedland's Come Town.
What makes you the executive producer?
That's the producer that's like the boss, right?
Yeah, he's like the suit producer, not the one that
I'll
does.
Get a suit. I'll get a suit. I'll put it on.
We should start wearing suits, honestly.
That was weird. You wore your dad's suit that he wore to his bris. What did he wear that suit to?
Yes, to his bris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They put the baby in a suit for a bris?
No.
And then they just pull its pants down.
Yeah, that's how you become Jewish.
A little tuxedo on the baby, mm-hmm. and then they pull its pants down.
They
like,
put you, yeah, they give you a giant lollipop. And
a little nip, mm-hmm. nip suck. How about a show about nip boils suck. Called Nip Suck?
I'm just going to sit here and laugh the whole time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we have a special guest this week.
Yeah, I brought in...
Norman Wilkerson,
I thought, look, we want this show to be good. I brought in one of Hollywood's oldest Jews to write the Adam Friedland Show. This guy, contemporary of Mort Saul,
mm-hmm.
he was on the first three seasons writing for Archie Bunker's place.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize you were Jewish.
Writing for 804 Hauser. all of the Norman Lear spinoffs had failed. Norman was the head writer on.
Oh, you had the same first
they called
name,
us the, They called us yeah. the two Normans.
Yeah.
The two Normans.
The one about Archie Bunker's bar. The one about Maud's gyno. You remember that one?
I don't know.
Maud's pussy. It was on one season.
That was a show, Maud, right?
There was a show, Maud, but then there
who
was
who's in that?
B. Arthur.
Yeah.
Oh, that... Yeah. That like lesbian bitch from the Golden Girls.
LGB Arthur.
Yeah, sorry, it's Pride.
Yeah,
I shouldn't use that slur.
B. Yeah, there's no way that
I should just say that nasty ass bitch from the. No, I'm sorry, I'm going too hard.
Adam,
right now.
Adam, you understand? You're the captain of this ship now. You can't be starting the show off.
I don't know why I did that, and I apologize to that community and pretty much every community I've ever offended.
Come Wednesday, you got to be. We're getting your bris suit back on.
It was my dad's bris suit, actually. Yeah.
We're going to do a little nip suck, mm-hmm. and then you're steering this ship.
Dude. Most Jews don't get the suck. It's a very small minority
I'm
going to
move
actually.
Back into a Lorne Michaels sort of role.
Yeah.
And
why?
Then,
like
and
what?
Then I'll find a different fat comedian to slowly kill with his own indulgences.
No, well, Norman's pretty
fat.
Yeah.
I killed John Belushi. I killed Chris Farley. Has he killed any others? I'm surprised he hasn't killed Keenan.
I'm officially the fat guy on the pod right now.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you're fat as shit, dude. You look
Norman
like
crushed it at Caroline's last
you were
night.
You're great.
I did. I was. It was good. So everybody said so.
Norman was the only person that ever believed in me in my life.
Really?
You believe that?
That's not true.
Yeah, it's true.
Everybody, no,
it's
I don't,
not.
I don't believe
it's
it.
Literally not true.
Yeah, you got a lot of people who believe in you, dude.
Mm-hmm. Now that I
as
got,
like a deity.
Now that I got the money. Because that's money talks, bullshit walks.
The bullshit does walk.
I lived a bullshit lifestyle until a couple years ago. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to get serious about crypto.
Yeah.
I said I'm going to get serious about the crypto space. And I made friends with a lot of beautiful Southeast Asian influencer women.
and you weren't wrong. I mean, it paid off.
And you know what? And I learned my lesson. They took all my money.
Yeah.
And most of them weren't even women. They were 13-year-old boys from Milwaukee. But I learned my lesson, and now I'm building my way back up.
No, yeah, you're definitely on your way back up.
Mm-hmm.
For listeners of the show, Nick's mentioned Norman a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys, you started comedy, obviously, before Nick.
Yeah, a little
well,
bit.
Well, we had to have an emergency session. So, you guys probably, you know, Stav has moved on. He's got big things going on. He's outgrown the show. Good for him. So I'm going to send off to him. But it's sort of abrupt timing, I'd say.
I don't know.
So we're scrambling now.
Big shoes to fill.
Yeah. We're scrambling.
It's impossible. We're not going to be able to. I think we have to fully pivot to.
It's got
to
be the Adam Friedland show.
No, it. I don't know, we brought Norman in
on an emergency consultation.
Yeah, I'm with you. The Adam Friedland.
You're one of Nick's oldest friends.
It'll be like Dick, I am. It's going to be like Dick Cavett, except dumber.
Am I your oldest non-family friend?
Well, I wouldn't say I have any family friends.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we've known each other. Actually, no, that's not true. There's people I'm friends with that I've known since, like, I was, like, very young. But, definitely my longest, like, friend in adulthood. I'm trying to think, like, who. I mean, but we've been close friends for a long time. It doesn't matter. We're not talking about me.
No, I know.
This is what people like.
This is the kind of stuff people like.
The Adam Friedland show. So we got to talk about. We got to talk about what kind of stuff we're going to get into on the Adam Friedland show. How we're going to produce
this. Well, I've been saying we...
You know me. I'm a behind-the-scenes guy. That's what I've been yearning for.
It's true. You're at the mixing board.
Y'all should do like a meta thing where you like talk about the show on the show.
Meta, like the fake Facebook. Like, well, we don't have any real estate, but what if we just sold pretend houses to the world's dumbest motherfuckers? Honey, I bought a house on Facebook. Where is it? It's on Facebook. I spent $300,000. But don't worry, it's Facebook money too.
It's not even just like real estate, it's like shirts.
Yeah.
You can buy different outfits. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I do in the metaverse. I go shopping.
Have you seen the meta? I have no idea what it is.
No, I'm not interested. No fucking clue.
I mean, Facebook, they know they have to be on the way out. Like, the future for that company is just buying up other shit and fucking, like, you know, they made the right move buying Instagram. You know? They should, like, they, you know, otherwise you end up like MySpace, you know?
I mean, is Instagram still a thing? Like, because I'm on Instagram, which means it should be on its way out.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just I'm just a little Hollywood producer. So I've got no, I'm not a public figure anymore. I make killer shows.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's my move.
What do you have coming up on the roster?
The Adam Friedland show.
No, I don't know. But beyond that,
that is going to be my big.
That's going to be your baby.
Yeah,
it should be my baby.
Nick's back to being a touring comic.
No, you know what? I watched the trailer for the Elvis movie.
Yeah,
and I saw Elvis. I looked at pictures of him bloated and dying.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I could do this to Adam. I could be the Colonel Tom Parker.
You're going to, like, fill me with
drugs?
I could be the Dutch weirdo,
the valor-stealing Dutch weirdo, illegal immigrant. That guy's awesome.
The Colonel?
Yeah.
Wait, he wasn't American?
No, he was a Dutch guy that illegally came to him. He murdered somebody in Belgium or Dutch, and then he moved here. And none of my business. He's like, I'm from West Virginia. And then he rebranded. He's like, oh, these people don't, however the fuck Dutch people sound.
Wow, and he killed Elvis.
He gets home and he goes. He like looks out his window and makes sure that there's no one watching on the street, and then he goes down to his basement and goes into a secret closet, and then he just activates all of his cuckoo clocks to get back into his Dutch heritage.
Wow.
For a moment, and he's like, wow. "This is my secret. No one can know."
Wow.
Is Colonel an actual rank? In the military? Because
I think so.
I feel like every colonel you hear about is, like, not in the army at all.
It's after major,
I think, right?
I don't know, dude.
I think colonel's the one that's, like, different. An army has colonels. I think an army colonel and, like, a marines colonel are different. Because, like, the marines are, like, mostly the navy ranks, I think.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I get confused. This is shit that I knew when I was playing Call of Duty, like, 15 years ago.
We should have gone to war. That was part of being a man.
You getting in that age now?
I don't know. I feel like I missed out on war.
Your life would have sucked, dude.
Yeah,
I would have sucked at war. You would have been really good.
You're from Vegas. You know how fucking shitty it is. That's a military town.
Well, it's an Air Force.
Yeah, it's all Air Force.
That's not real
it's
military.
It's all Air Force. Though. Yeah, guys that sit around looking at just doing drone strikes.
Yeah, it's like computers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the lifestyle. I mean, it's no different regardless of what you're doing.
Well,
I had a friend that was a captain in the army, and when comedy was kind of failing, I guess I was like 23, 24, and I was like, should I just join the army? And he was like, I'm telling you right now, dude, he's like, that would be like a Fort Hood situation.
You shoot that shit
up.
Yeah,
he's like, you would absolutely not.
Yeah, you really do have oppositional defiance. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
You do not like being told what to do.
He's like, they would hate you, you wouldn't get along with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd be fucking bullied the whole time.
But you'd learn to kill.
You don't have to learn to kill. Everyone knows how to kill.
I don't know. I
don't know. I think there's different skill levels.
My cat can kill. Killing is right up there with fucking and shitting and eating. It's just one of these things.
I don't know. Not
allowed
for me. I wouldn't say for me, actually, but you just feel that you have that in your bones?
No. I don't even feel like I have bones anymore. I'm too rich now. I'm skin and bad veins. Just cardiac problems. Just a big jellyfish with cardiac problems. And that's what makes me, everything I touch production-wise,
it's true.
Solid gold.
King
baby.
Midas over here.
Yeah, I'm going to just get the stomach open, all shirt open. All. You know what? I'm just, now that, Gustav used to do this all the time.
Oh, the stomach?
You remember, he would sit
down.
You got
a nice trail. You got a nice little happy trail there.
Yeah,
dude.
I'm pretty hirsute. It goes all the way up.
Yeah.
I'm a hairy motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't produce a body hair.
Yeah, no, I look
no,
like,
neither do
no,
I.
I'm smooth.
Yeah, me
really?
Too.
I look like James Bond, dude. I look like Sean Connery.
I've got that just that weird ring of like wiry hairs around the
yeah,
nipples. Yeah,
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
It's
weird
to
how women
to
have
clean,
that sometimes.
It's to clean off the baby's mouth during the bris. during the...
It is really weird that we do that.
What?
Like as a party. Like they invite like every... like
yeah.
All their friends and family and have a deli tray there.
So what about this? 101. We go 101 Adam Friedland show.
Okay, let's hear it.
We bring a moyle on. You interview him.
That's what I'm saying. I would like to interview the people that we don't hear from
you
enough.
Said, yeah, well, you said you wanted a pedophile, and I said, I don't think that's a very
we
good
should just hear
the
them out.
Episode.
We should hear them out.
Yeah.
And I said, maybe later on when we've built up
yeah,
some
build
yeah,
up.
Yeah. Goodwill,
built up
goodwill.
Some goodwill
yeah,
cultural
yeah.
cachet.
We don't want to alienate.
You can
yeah,
picture yourself
that's
as
a
like
good point.
This generation's
don't go straight to pedophile.
Right.
Build up to it with a mm-hmm. moil.
With a moil, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
moil is first.
Yeah.
Because that's a trade, you know?
Mm-hmm. Are you?
No one's like a blue collar
pedophile.
It
isn't really a testament to how much smarter Jews are than everyone else that the Catholics are like, well, we'll pretend we're celibate mm-hmm. and then we can rape the children in the closet and then they get caught. And mm-hmm. it's like, oh, yeah, these guys are just pretending yeah. to celibate. Where the Jews are like, let's just put it in the religion.
Like, yeah.
Let's just say, yeah, we have to, we
I don't
have
think
to
it's
suck
in,
the
it's
kids'
not
dick.
In the religion, actually.
They do it right out in the open.
I don't think you're right about that. No one. They don't suck the kids'
they
dicks.
Do. You know they do, dude. Don't
there's like one sect of chasses that have done it.
I got in so much shit. Everyone called me an anti-Semite for me pointing that out, that they suck the baby's penis.
Uh-huh.
For years, mm-hmm. everyone called me an anti-Semite.
And then you were vindicated.
I was vindicated.
Yeah, but when did that happen?
What do you mean, when did it happen?
When you uncovered the conspiracy?
No, I mean, there was an issue with babies getting herpes in New York City.
There was, it was, yes, but it was amongst a small community of Hasidic Jews. Mm-hmm. I didn't get my dick sucked as a baby at 8 days. I refuse to admit that.
I don't think you're anti-Semitic. Nick, but we have never...
I actually think he is. Yeah.
We have never had a conversation that you did not tell me about the moil sucking baby dick.
Yeah, he loves...
We literally had this conversation
it's
on
a fixation,
the way home.
Some would say.
That's
it's
sort of my like Aaron Brockovich-style crusade in my life. The water is poisoned, and nobody's believing me.
Uh-huh.
We were on the way home last night.
I'm like Russell Crowe in the Insider.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the way home.
And waking up, there's a foreskin in my mailbox.
It's ruined your life. Yeah. Your wife leaves you.
Mm-hmm.
We passed some like Hasidic Jews on the way home, and Nick to certain is like, did you know they suck dick? I was like, yes. You told me yesterday.
Yeah. He's a great New York City tour guide.
Yeah.
Yeah. He takes you down to Chinatown, gives you some real hard facts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Down in Chinatown, he's like, hey, do you know about moils?
I'm just explaining it to Chinese people.
You guys got to hear this shit.
This is just a blank expression.
Wait till you get a load of this.
The guy in a fishing vest smoking a cigarette with aviators on. I'm like, yeah, they suck the baby's dick. So anyways, at 101, we get Adam on. We have a moil. And
so
Adam,
this isn't 101. Adam, this is the,
no,
the
this
planning
is the, this
meeting.
This is the production meeting. That's what it says. A Patreon
I would
exclusive.
Like a more diverse writer's
what
room,
what this
though.
Is this is sort of the last Cumtown. And it's not even really Cumtown. It's just... The guys from Cumtown plan the
present.
I don't think it's going to be the Adam Friedland show. I think it's just going to be like when Pepsi rebranded, you know, just new formula.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
it's going to be Adam Friedland's
no,
Cumtown.
It's not going to be Adam Friedland's Cumtown. It's going to be executive producer Nick Mullen.
We're going to need the folks who have been with us. We're moving on to the next project. You're going to have to
find
speak up.
Folks.
You're going to have to call Adam. You're going to have to convince him that the Adam Friedland show is the move. I'm telling you, look.
I don't know where this came from.
The Adam Friedland
show. I hosted two shows when your eye hurt.
From the
mind. And now this is my future that you've determined for me?
From the mind that brought you. Cumtown.
It was you or Ian.
From the twisted mind.
And my eye still hurts. It was bleeding this morning.
Yeah. How are you still...
I don't know. It stinks, I might have to go back to the ophthalmologist. I'm hoping I don't have a melanoma or something. I don't think it should still be bleeding.
Man, I'm sorry to hear that, dude.
Yeah, it's all right. Well, you get into the 30s, you got to get shit cut out of your face.
I did. I had a cyst.
You had that giant
on
scar.
It's not giant. I would say it's pretty badass.
Huge.
No, it's like a badass scar on my chin.
That doesn't mean those aren't.
But it's not giant. Okay. I wouldn't say.
But they're not.
Just don't lie on my ass
I'm
like
not
that.
Lying.
Because they
your
can't
ass.
See what it's a normal small scar.
What about the Scarface show? Just Scarface Freeland show. Mm-hmm.
You can do that because it's like that guy was like, what if I just made a TV show that's the movie Fargo? And I don't think he asked for permission. He just did it.
No, they were like executive producers on that. The Coen brothers were.
I don't know if that's true.
It is.
So we'll do the Scarface. This is now the Scarface podcast.
Is that my new nickname?
You know what the number one podcast is? Is there's like a true crime podcast?
Yeah.
I'm not into true crime because
it's all women.
Yeah, I'm a straight guy.
Yeah, oh my God.
I have no interest in like, ooh.
And then she was raped.
Who did he murder?
Ooh.
And it's like, you know what's funny about true crime is like, you're only into it because of the music. That's it. Yeah. It's like, it's
what
just the
mean?
Music just tricks people. And like, there's dramatic music that plays during true crime stuff. That's it. You're just emotionally susceptible.
Where did you guys come down?
Otherwise, it's just news. You're just reading about somebody who got murdered.
I think it's just girls watching it pretending that they're going to get raped and murdered.
No, they just like the music, dude.
I don't think it's the music.
Then how come they don't read about true crime?
They do.
No, they do.
Nah,
my girlfriend will be in bed and she'll like turn over and she'll be like, a baby committed suicide.
I don't know if that's true.
I think it's true.
She's reading the news.
That's not the news. It's the girl news.
Episode 102, Adam Friedland Show.
What? We didn't even decide on 101.
You come on. Yes, it's a Moyle. Episode 2.
Oh, the
a
Moyle.
Woman who was raped. And we ask her. Did you do this to get on Investigation Discovery?
Yeah, was she showing off?
Are you mad you weren't murdered so that you could be the star of Investigation Discovery? And
that'd be a good question.
Adam asks the hard questions.
Yeah, it's true.
Because he's based and red-pilled. This is time for Adam. I think
I'm not.
The time is hot for your severe right-wing
pivot. I'm not that at all, actually.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. I think I'm a lib, actually.
They
at
call
this
him
point.
Norman Finkelstein from hell. The Norman Finkelstein. It's his new. Is a way of branding him.
Thank you. It's good to
man.
Be here.
He
guy,
might be. Is
that
he
guy
the
rules?
Is he the only Jew you like, Nick?
I mean, no.
I mean, as a joke,
I like
not
you.
Serious.
We're friends.
Yeah, you like me, okay, dude.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, there's several of them. I'm trying to think. Nah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
it's
he's
just
the only
Norman,
one.
You and Norman Finkelstein.
I appreciate
I Norman
being
Lear, Norman Wilkerson. I like all the Normans.
Oh, you're a Jew.
Norm MacDonald. Well, Norman's a Jewish name.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Well, it's because it's like when you're trying to describe a Jewish man's gender. It's
like Norman.
Well,
okay,
they're not a woman per se, nor man. It's
nor
like,
man.
Yeah, they kind of fall in the middle somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
And that's where it comes from.
That's rude. That's quite rude.
Well, that's where the name comes from, I guess.
So yeah. So episode 2 we have a lady that gets raped.
And with musical guest Oasis, obviously.
that'd be a big guest. That'd be a
so
big
how did
guest.
What, what was it like an alley rape? Just Adam snickering. Were you like raped in like
I wouldn't
a,
laugh at that.
In like an alley?
No, I wouldn't laugh
yeah,
at
okay.
it. I would not laugh at that.
Was it an alley? Ladies and gentlemen, Oasis. I said, maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. After all.
Who are we thinking episode 3? Let's think this out.
Yeah. Charlize Theron.
That'd be badass.
Mm-hmm. You think she wants to fuck you because you're both from South Africa?
No, just because she's talking to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much all that I require.
Damn. And then episode 4, we'll have to go on a hiatus so I can rewatch Mad Max Fury Road. that day I'll plan to watch Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah.
But no, I'm telling you guys, you guys might be bummed out, and you might be listening to this, and you're like, it's not the same. It's not the same. I can't do this anymore. And you're right. It's not the same. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, the Adam Friedland show is going to be fire, dude.
It's going to, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fire.
All I want, people got the wrong read on me. They think I want, you know, bone surgery or something.
Mm-hmm. No. Oh, the knee bone surgery to be 3 inches taller?
No. That was Cumbtown, Nick. We're going into Hollywood. I'm trying to be a behind-the-scenes producer guy and just make solid gold hits.
Like Ron Howard, right? Like Ron Howard.
Ron Howard.
Tired of being in front of the camera, decided to go back behind it.
Except my hot daughter won't get fat. That's my going to be.
He had a hot daughter?
Yeah. Really? Blythe, what's her name? Blythe Dingbat. She's got like such a stupid name. Bluth Blimbo. Bluth Blimbo Howard. Yeah, whatever her name is.
Yeah,
no,
how dare she get fat?
She was very pretty. She didn't really get fat. She was just look kind of a little chubby in that Black Mirror episode. But I guess that was probably for the role. They were like, listen, you're too sexy to be affected by social media. You're going to have to... We're gonna need you to spend some time at craft services before we get the cameras rolling.
We're going to need you to plump up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like De Niro in...
Raging Bull.
Raging Bull, yeah.
I heard he actually got good at boxing for it.
Really?
That's what they say. Mm-hmm. He, like, fought amateur fights, and he was actually, like, a pretty good boxer.
Yeah, that's not true.
That's what they say.
But he doesn't have a boxing record.
It was amateur.
Do you think for, like, Taxi Driver, he, like, fucked
that underage kid.
Mickey Rourke did that. Mickey Rourke, like, his whole career, he was like, yeah, he used to be a boxer.
And, right.
Yeah.
And then he quit acting and went into boxing, and they just set him up with, like, fake fights.
You know, well, I don't know how fake they were. They fucked up his face.
Oh, he fucked
up
his
face.
Well,
that's plastic surgery.
Yeah, he fucked his own face.
That's body dysmorphia.
Surgery. But all the fights he were in were, like, fixed fights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he wasn't any kind of remarkable.
I thought his face was just from getting the shit beat out of him when he tried to be a...
No, I think it's from hating himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Hollywood's treatment of fine men like him.
Because he used to be, like, real pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
you ever sexy. You ever see Year of the Dragon?
I don't know.
It's a great movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Pope of Greenwich Village was my jam.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I loved that. And, of course, Barfly. I mean,
who
doesn't love Barfly?
I haven't seen Barfly since I was, like, 15 years old.
It holds up.
I guess now that I'm a producer, I should be reviewing the Mickey Rourke catalog.
Let's go through Diner.
Adam's going to be my Elvis Mickey Rourke.
Uh-huh. The second Iron
I'm
Man.
I'm going to get him addicted. We're going to get him a live-in pharmacist. Mm-hmm. We're going to blow Adam up, and then we're throwing him in the ring.
Yeah.
So he's going to be...
All the while...
He's going to be dying from Quaaludes, and at the same time, I'm making him fight.
And being a Wigger, too. Yeah. Yeah. Appropriating Black culture.
See, we got into this argument last week. Because he's saying that Elvis is a Wigger, and I've never bought that.
No,
yeah, I heard that.
No, the slight the criticism is that he stole Black culture.
Yeah,
but
he wasn't a Wigger. He wasn't trying.
No,
to
he was about it, dude.
He was about appropriating it and turning it into white culture, as opposed to just mimicking black.
I think he was just about. I think he was just growing up in Memphis around black people. I think he was just proto. I guess jazz guys were the original Wiggers.
Yeah, Al Jolson was the original Wigger. No, I mean it. The way Al Jolson can say it, he was like, he's like, this is just who I be.
Yeah, he's like, come on, son.
He's like, playboy, I ain't doing just Al Jolson in the back, in the makeup, with the little, the
damn.
Bow tie.
He had a resting black face.
Boy, if I got to tell your ass again, I'm about to slap the black off your face. We going in 5 minutes.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Is it good?
No, he was a Jew. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
It's bad for us. We made that up.
Why do you always say that? It's bad for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, when we were talking to those Irish kids after the show, I was a little bit upset you weren't like, these are my cousins from the other side.
That would be weird.
Why?
Because
they're good boys.
That's two separate. There's no like...
What do you mean?
it's not like there's not like a
you got to
like,
be proud of who you
there's
are.
Not like an ethnic like Irish enclave that controls all the banks and the media, you know. It's like it doesn't make any sense. It's like, first of all,
they
like,
don't even control the police departments,
right?
Anymore.
Yeah, 25% of Americans are like either like most Americans are either Irish or German.
Irish people don't even control Irish pubs anymore.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, Jews, they gave them to the Jews. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the last thing we had in America was Bennigan's. And it was destroyed by the recession.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I thought that, you know, if I was Irish, I would think those boys are like my cousins and be like, you want a drink?
You can say they're your cousins.
What do you mean? I'd be proud of
you
it.
You had a nice time.
I would say Schlanti and stuff.
Schlanti.
What do you mean?
That's Adam's stage name when he does a black drag character.
Schlanti.
Schlanti.
I literally hate all of my cousins, though. Like, I don't have a cousin that I like.
We should have your cousin on. We should have your mentally disabled cousin on for episode 105.
Why? No.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know.
He's just a little weird.
I thought that would be a fun guest.
He's just a little weird.
105.
He's just a little odd.
We go Moyle, Rape
Victim.
He's
got a job. He has a job.
Oasis, Charlize Theron, your mentally disabled
cousin. No, I wouldn't
cousin.
Put it that way.
It's a good run.
He's just a little weird.
You know what? We should have him all on as sort of a panel discussion on how much suck is okay during the bris before it becomes pedophilia.
You should have a round table.
Yeah.
No, he's not mentally disabled. He just goes to the Apple store on his bike and tells people they're not buying the right technology. Mm. And then they kick him out and they're like, you don't work here, sir. You have to leave. Mm. He's just a little odd. Mm. Right? Mm-hmm. He's not like, he doesn't have like a, he's not in a chair.
But yeah, that's kind of retarded.
Yeah, it's a type of retarded.
Most of them aren't in chairs.
I think
the
most
electric
of them
chair, maybe, if we're in Texas. But
yeah, I know.
The most mentally disabled people aren't.
Dude, you missed it. Adam Friedland episode, Adam Friedland show episode 2, Racine was like, yeah, but like those retards like weren't like good guys. It was very funny. They weren't like good.
Yeah, he's true. People criticize Texas are like, oh, they kill mentally disabled people, and you're in your mind you're imagining fucking like Corky or like, you know, like fucking Homestar Runner. You know, like they're like what?
Or like my Juliette Lewis.
I could have whatever I want for my last meal. You know, but it's never that.
They weren't caught, their hands weren't caught in the cookie jar, let's just say.
No, sir. Mm,
they hugged too hard.
Yeah, more than too hard.
Yeah, it was not. Is that Of Mice and Men? Is that that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nick and
I kind of want to reread Steinbeck. I haven't read any Steinbeck since I was like a teenager. I think I read East of Eden when I was 20, and that was the last I ever read Steinbeck.
Is that a good one?
It's all right. Of Mice and Men I liked.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
Because that was assigned.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never read any. I just like watch those movies.
Well, I'm stupid. Like, so any kind of sentimentality, give me a sad story about a retard, that gets my heart going. You know, everybody shits on radio. I'll watch radio right now. I could. You know what? If I could just watch radio every day.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the simple rules to life. If you're a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's three simple rules.
Go off, JP.
Here's three simple
Let's
rules,
hear it.
Fucko. Wake up every day. Don't clean shit. Beat your dick off. Get the endorphins going with some simple masturbation. Mm-hmm. You don't need pills. Watch radio until it makes you cry. If that doesn't work, try Fast and the Furious 6. Get the tears flowing. Jack off again. Maybe have lunch. Then
don't
you
forget
can,
lunch.
Then you can do the pills. Couple of Xannies. Get a couple of Xannies in you. Then you work out.
He was off benzos?
Yeah, you get fucked up off Xanbars. Hop on the exercise bike. Do 30 minutes. Apple Fitness. Find the blackest, the fattest, blackest lady. And do her class.
Because
you know, if you can't keep up with her, you're in shit shape, pal. You're not doing good. That's my crisis right now. I'm trying to get out of rehab. They got me on the exercise bike. I'm taking a Peloton class with a 350-pound Dominican woman, and her legs are moving three times the speed of mine. I'm like, what the fuck is that? I'm 110 pounds. How the fuck is she beating me? Is her bike set to downhill mode? I don't understand what the fuck's going on.
Why would she be hired for that job?
I don't know. It's actually, honestly, I've been doing the Apple Fitness indoor cycling thing, and I love those gay black guys.
Oh man, they probably make you feel so good,
dude. They're saving my life, dude.
Do you feel iconic?
I'm getting teared up thinking about Tyrell from Apple Fitness.
He's a good guy,
dude. Hero,
great guy.
He's a fucking hero.
Really?
Yeah, I love it.
Maybe episode 6, Tyrell.
We'll get Tyrell. Yeah. We'll be like, look, this used to be a pretty racist show, but we got a base in Red Pill Jew.
No, I'm not that. I'm not that at all.
Two of Hollywood's oldest comedy writers.
Yeah, it's true.
Producing the thing. The guys behind Maud's Pussy. The guy behind Wheezy's Pussy, this other spinoff of the Jeffersons about Wheezy's gynecologist.
It was actually called Mauled. Because it just was just...
Mauled, yeah, it was fucked Mauled. Up. B. Yeah. Arthur's pussy. She would fuck dogs on that show. I don't know if you remember that.
Would she?
Well, that was kind of the...
That's true. You can't
That was the humor of the show.
It's crazy they were doing comedy like that in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, 2022, they wouldn't allow that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Just a woman getting fucked by...
Right.
Yeah. Lady Godiva was a freedom rider. And then there's Maude. Getting fucked by a dog.
And then there's Maude getting fucked by a dog. Yeah. Maude's actually a great show.
I mean, I have memories of it.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably...
I was a kid when that show was on.
Mm-hmm.
And like my parents would watch it occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't like All in the Family because it was like too salty. Like,
yeah. Really? They're woke? They're blue?
No,
out?
They're... Well... I mean, like, they're Democrats, but, like, back then, like,
mm-hmm.
there wasn't, like, the liberal-conservative divide in the parties. It was like...
Yeah. Yeah.
No, they're, like, fundamentalist Christians. Not fun. Like evangelical.
It's crazy that your parents are still alive.
It is.
Yeah. That the organisms that made you...
How old are they?
They're in their 80s.
Yeah. Oh, that's not that old. That's normal, I guess.
It is.
If you don't get cancer.
Yeah.
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 So what were the 70s like, Norman?
Yeah.
You want to tell us about that?
I was a kid, but they were all right.
Tell us about you and Jim Croce hanging out back in the day.
Wow.
Doing blow.
Yeah, yeah. Doing blow with Jim Croce.
You did yips
with
Jim
grade.
Croce?
Yeah. No, it was...
It was Norman, Sally Kellerman, Jim Croce.
Damn.
There was a whole crew back then.
The only thing I really remember from the 70s, like, it was the Bicentennial, and they came out with the quarters. That was exciting.
Yeah.
And then you try to get, like... Well, that was the state quarters. That was later. For like a whole year, though, you were saving every bicentennial quarter. Like,
what I tell
these
you.
These are going to be
the oldest Jew in Hollywood.
He's like the 70s.
The coins,
awesome.
Folks. Let me tell you about that. The one
you
thing
really
I remember from that
Norman.
Decade.
You really walked in.
Was
on
the
that.
Coins.
And then, in the 70s, they tried to, like, get everybody onto the metric system.
Mm-hmm.
It just completely failed.
Wait, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. There was a big push. Like, they started putting signs up and, like English Standard and metric. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to get everyone to convert to the metric system. And
were people
and, like,
pissed?
Yeah, the country was just a collective
fuck
crazy. You.
It's so funny.
And it was a bipartisan
we
fuck
literally,
you.
We would literally never have any of the problems we have now if we just didn't have a Revolutionary War. If we had waited another 50 years and just got our independence by some act in Britain like the rest of the Commonwealth countries, that wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
It's why
the
is
war,
that?
The war breeds this sense of unique independence and rebellion that persists to this day. It's like that's the reason people won't get the vaccine is because of that stupid painting of George Washington.
The over the river?
Yes.
They should.
I don't know. That sounds smart, but I don't know.
It sounds smart, and that's all that matters.
I don't know.
For being a producer, baby.
They should try it again, though. They should, do the push again, because that was, the most united Americans had been since World War II.
Against aliens. Is the metric system in aliens.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was making...
I ain't using no Nazi ruler. I'm not using no French or Nazi ruler. I'll save the French from the Nazis, but I still hate them. And their math, I don't like it.
Yeah.
So what else? Do you remember, when Crack came out?
Yeah, I mean, it was all over the news.
You were smoking that shit?
Nah, that was high school. I remember AIDS like coming out.
Mm-hmm.
AIDS. I
remember what it was called. What was that like?
I remember it was scary, like, because that was like right about the time I was starting to wish I could fuck.
Really?
Yeah. So, and then like you get into college age and you actually
and wishing start. That's a big deal for a young Jewish boy back
it's
then.
True.
You got to throw that penny in the fountain.
And it hurts.
Like, well,
it hurts.
Let's see if this. Yeah.
It hurts.
Hopefully this is an investment. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, so wait, but people thought straight people could get AIDS.
It's my best quarter.
Oh yeah, yeah, no.
They knew that?
Oh yeah, like they totally sold it like anyone could get AIDS.
Yeah. And you knew who did that?
The Jews.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's when he was going to the bathhouses
right.
to study it.
Yeah, that's Anthony Fauci was on the news back then being like anyone can get this, even a little boy, and he could spread it to his whole family in the household. So you know, everyone needs to be terrified of the virus.
They were like, yeah, like people were like afraid to like hug or shake hands with like gay people.
Yeah,
it was crazy there for like a few years, and it was like, it wasn't like 2 months. It was like a few years that like people had no idea, and then they had like on these big campaigns to tell everyone that, hey, you don't have to worry as long as you don't let one of them fuck you. You're going to be okay.
Yeah,
Like, yeah, like, I remember, like well into the 90s being like, oh, man, I had fucking sex with some skanky chicks. Like,
yeah.
I probably AIDS.
Even when I was a teenager, it was like, yeah, I would worry about it. Yeah, because that was, I didn't find out until like 5 years ago that you basically can't get AIDS.
Yeah.
Unless
you get fucked in the ass.
A lot. Like, it's got to be like a lot.
I don't know.
As
like a public health thing, I don't know. Is that true?
Yeah, no, it's totally true. You know what Tim Dillon told me the other day? He was like, I had a heart scan. He's like, I had to get a heart scan. We're talking about heart stuff.
Yeah.
He's like, I had to get a heart scan done because that's your calcium score is like the, apparently, according to him, I didn't ask the doctor, is like the number one. Mm-hmm. Like all the other shit, you go to a cardiologist to check you out. Like stress test doesn't really mean shit. EKG is worthless.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like your blood pressure is like indicative of some things. But the number one thing that'll predict whether you're going to have a heart attack or, you know, some kind of problem, heart failure in the next 3 to 5 years is a heart scan.
Mm-hmm.
They measure like the calcium and like the blood vessels of your heart. And he was like, yeah, my score was zero. And I was like, how's that possible? You're morbidly obese, like. Former chain smoking, former cocaine addict. You know,
he's Irish. Yeah,
you got all these things, and he's like, it's all genetics. And when he said, he's like, yeah, they don't like. He's like, doctors don't want you to know how much everything is genetics because then people would like not.
So you think AIDS is genetic as well?
Look,
Tim Dillon is massive Patreon.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think I don't think AIDS is genetic, but you probably you're some of your like susceptibility to it is it probably genetically predisposed.
I don't know.
Did you just ask if? AIDS was nature nurture. Like,
I mean, I was just kidding. I wasn't serious. But.
There isn't that.
I think
gene?
It's from.
Isn't there that like gene? There's like a gene therapy they can do. Like, there's like a certain type of European that just can't get AIDS.
Really?
Yeah, they have. It's like the CCR5 allele has some kind of like mutation that they can't. So they did like a bone marrow transplant. The Berlin patient. They did like a bone marrow transplant from some guy, some Dutch guy that couldn't get AIDS or something. And they put it in somebody with AIDS. They put his bone, like a full bone marrow transplant in a guy with AIDS. And then he, like, his body cleared the virus.
Wow.
Yeah. Because it makes, they make a type of blood that just, like, you know, the virus can't,
It's like super blood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically.
Blood. Yeah.
But then you got to be some kind of, like, stupid Northern European guy.
Yeah.
You know? So it offsets things.
Wow.
You have to build your own shitty furniture. You have to deal with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to drive a Saab around.
Get into child porn.
Yeah. Are they into child porn?
I assume. They just like, don't they just love porn over there?
In Scandinavia?
Yeah.
Yeah, Scandinavia.
All of it.
I don't know. Maybe
don't
we should
know.
Have a Scandinavian pornographer on for 106.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Tom of Finland.
If we could get, I mean, I'm sure he's been dead for a while, but
I'm
if
sure
we could
he's
get.
Long gone.
Yeah, I'm sure if we could somehow get. If not him, just any gay man.
Yeah.
And then have them on.
Just anyone that's heard of him.
Anyone that's heard of him that's gay, and we can ask them about AIDS and Tom of Finland.
Wasn't it like this? Weren't those dudes Scandinavian who, like, were like the one guy ate the other guy? Like, consensually? Like,
I think that happened a couple of times.
Like, as a like a wicked sex
like a Craigslist.
Yeah, thing. Yeah. It was just, they were just. His fetish, one guy's fetish was to, like, eat another guy. The other guy's fetish was to let a guy
Like Craigslist is a wild website. That's a place you can go to find somebody to eat you or buy like a 1994 Toyota Tercel.
Yeah.
It has both. Those are two different aisles at Craigslist. There's international food, a fucking Ford Taurus, and then being illegally murdered and eaten by an insane German person.
Yeah.
And an IKEA lac coffee table. For $8.
Remember that video of that middle-aged guy with his sons?
It's the best video of all time.
Oh, my God. Have you seen this video? There's this guy on a couch. He's, like, sitting on his couch. And
he's
got
dabbing.
His sons with him. He's, like a 50-year-old man. And he hits a dab, takes, like, the biggest bong rip of all time, and then drinks an entire yard of beer afterwards, like, without blowing the smoke out. And then blows the smoke out, and he's like, all right, let's roll. And he gets up, and they're just in the IKEA. In like a
in a showroom.
In a showroom of IKEA.
It's so good on so many levels because one, it's like he's only hanging out with boys.
He's hanging out with it's just 14
year olds. Literally minors. Yeah. And just a guy that is your age.
Yeah. And then he just takes like the massive bong rib and then the yard of beer, which is kind of impressive, honestly.
It's called a dab marine.
Yeah, he does a dab marine and then he gets up and he's just in IKEA. We should have that guy on for 107.
We should have him.
Who you should have? Did you ever see that documentary on like HBO about the dude was like a preacher or something, and his wife divorced him, and he just went fucking nuts.
Small town ecstasy.
Yeah. Is that it? Was that what it's called? Oh, that was beautiful.
Those are good, dude. All those HBO drug.
They're really good.
Dope Sick Love.
Have you seen Frat House?
No.
It never aired, but it was like the second thing Todd Phillips did after the Gigi Allen thing.
Mm-hmm.
He just like rushes a frat. He gets hazed hard. And, like HBO never aired. It's on YouTube. It's very good. It's very funny. And then he made the Joker. Do you remember when the Joker dropped? Was that in the 70s or
what?
Taxi Driver.
Yeah, Taxi. Oh, the original Joker.
Robert De Niro apparently became like a really good cab driver.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. He became, apparently.
Apparently he did.
He was like one of the
best. He learned how to go out and shoot pimps. Part of his training. I saw that movie in the 80s, as an adult. My parents weren't like, let's go to Taxi Driver.
Uh-huh.
I remember Star Wars. That's something, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that must have been cool.
You know, I didn't watch any of the sequel movies. No. I think I saw the first one in theaters, but I barely remember it. I might sit down this afternoon and do that.
Episodes 1 through 3?
As research, and then forget that I have a show tonight. I mean, it already sold out. I did 5 of the shows.
Yeah.
That's the cool thing about it. You spend your life in entertainment, and at the end, if you become like, if you turn into Elvis, like, I just want to get to the point where I can just like, blow off half the shows. I'm asleep. I'm like fucked up in the hotel room, and everyone's like, "It's okay, just keep killing yourself."
They're injecting you with like vitamin E.
There's just an
one last effort, and then we call the show.
Just an evil Hollywood Jew.
Yeah,
pushing you on stage.
That's weird. We're gonna get video going for that Freeland show, and I'm gonna be in a hospital gown with an IV drip.
That's gonna be cool.
My head shaved.
Yeah. You could be the guest on Show 8.
Yeah. What's Show 8?
The Adam Freeland Show.
Oh, episode 108. It's not
108. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He's going to be the guest on every episode because we're doing the
50s.
Yeah, what is he?
Do
you remember the 50s?
It's 108. We say the serial numbers. Right?
Interesting tidbit. My father.
Yeah.
Friends with Buddy Holly.
Whoa.
Yeah.
He's the Chinese girl from the Weezer song.
Oh, wow. Okay, brag.
My dad was actually the Chinese girl from the Weezer song. Who looked like Mary Tyler Moore. Hopefully people get that reference.
I think people know Weezer.
Yeah, do they?
I don't know.
That's George Jefferson's wife. The beloved character from Weezy's Pussy. the Jefferson spinoff.
Who could forget?
Norman Wilkerson was the head writer of showrunner. Back in the Bell Bottom days.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Bell Bottoms, were you around for that?
What was that like?
Yeah.
That shit was fucking dumb, huh?
No, it was cool. That was pretty cool. I think that was a pretty cool style.
I stand corrected, you know? Yeah.
all the shirts were made out of polyester, though. That sucked.
It didn't breathe.
I'm just some young,
Texas heat,
sweaty. Just, people must have sweat really bad.
That was fucking awful.
BO must have been terrible.
Polyester suits were like a thing, and like since we were churchgoers, you know, like I'd have to dress up for church, like as a kid, and so we were just always wearing like thick double knit, like pants, polyester pants, in like August heat in Dallas.
Yeah, it was brutal. You're doing like a John Travolta kind of thing, like a Saturday Night Fever kind
of.
You remember John Travolta's son?
The dead one.
Yeah.
Jet.
You can we and for 105 when we have your cousin who's not in a chair.
No, what are you talking about?
We can ask
I didn't
him
mean
about
to
John
say
Travolta.
Not in a chair. I didn't I just didn't
we
have
can ask, we could be like, are you like a John Travolta's son type?
I don't think he'd get the reference.
Of course he wouldn't. He's retarded.
No, he's not retarded. He really likes brands. And he's like a liar too. He's like, he'll go up to my dad. He'll be like, "What kind of shirt is that?"
He's not like, here to get the references.
He'll go up to my dad. He'll be like, "What kind of shirt is
now,
this?"
Would you describe yourself as a Jet Travolta type?
I don't know. That's he wouldn't get it.
It's your own cousin. And you're interviewing him.
To keep the pod going.
Now, Derek, let me ask you. Would you consider yourself a Jet Travolta? Just to make money.
Just for money. Having no principles. Oh, man. Yeah, so no, I don't plan on having him on the show.
Okay. All right.
But he is pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, what are your plans? What do you want for the future, dude?
Me?
You're the one that was... You were gangbusters. What's the name? What's the word for it?
What are you talking about?
You were gung-ho.
Gung-ho, yeah.
Gung-ho.
Yeah. About what?
Do you think that was like just a Chinese guy that was like just fired up?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was keen.
Like, yo, whoa, wow!
There was that Michael.
Gung-ho.
Yeah.
There was that Michael Keaton movie in like the 80s called Gung Ho, where he like the Japanese buy like the plant where he, you know, he's like an auto worker, and then they're gonna close the plant down, and they gotta show the Japanese. It's like the most like Asian racist movie there is. Gung Ho, and like all the Japanese are just like, I'm going nowhere with this.
I don't know.
It was a good movie. You should check it out.
Did he kill them or?
So what you're
do
saying
karate
is this is
them?
Norman's input as the showrunner. We got to get Michael Keaton.
Oh, he's one of my favorites.
If we could get him,
so
for,
much charisma.
We should have a talk show. We can get stars. I'll see if I can somehow find Stav's agent's phone number.
And Adam Freeland after dog.
Like,
no,
hey,
we could get,
hey, what's up? Yeah,
we
I
get
see
that one.
Stav's doing great. We used to work together. We're still very good friends. I know you. I
could
shouldn't
you
have
book
your phone
us
number.
A celebrity?
We need your help.
Yeah.
But there's something in it for you. Is we know where you live, and we're not going to say your address on the show if you help us.
Yeah.
So we need small ask Charlize Theron and Michael Keaton as guests. And they're going to come on with Adam's
you ever met
retarded
them?
Cousin.
No.
And, okay.
he's a nice guy.
Oh, yeah, they usually are.
Yeah.
That's well, how sometimes they could be assholes.
Yeah, yeah, some of them in Texas.
Some of them are sure.
Push some boundaries.
Some of those Texas boys, they're built different down there.
Push the envelope down there.
Damn. They're too based and red-pilled. Yeah, no, we should get celebs. We got the guy from CKY that DM'd me that one time. We could probably get him.
What's the other Margera?
It's not Jess Margera. It's a different guy.
We could get Bam back on.
Gene Napoli.
Yeah, well, no.
No, it'll be...
Those are the come
times. I'm looking backwards, you're looking forward. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
No, this is going to be a legitimate show. We're all pivoting to real Hollywood careers.
Okay.
We're filling this show with...
We're going legit, dude. We're sick of our gang-banging
so
lifestyle.
So this is it for me. This
we're putting as many Jews as we can on this show.
I don't know, man.
We're filling the room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right?
With the guys that are fucking killers, you know? They're like
comedy wise. No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Yeah. No, physically.
Comedy
no.
colors.
Not physically. We couldn't.
These are men that have never done push-ups.
Of course. Yeah. It's weird.
They're sort of just draped in body fat. Just hair and body fat. Hanging off what could be
no
called,
muscles.
What could have been called a skeleton 3 or 4 evolutionary steps before what mm-hmm. we landed on is.
What about Johnny Depp?
Yeah, we should have Johnny Depp.
We should have him on the pod. Mm-hmm.
Or Amber, either one. Both.
We should have them both. Yeah.
Both.
Have them work it out.
Yeah.
Have them fuck on the pod.
Or, you know, just lay the groundwork for another case. Mm-hmm. Either way.
We get Post Malone.
Okay.
I think he's a big fan.
Okay.
I've heard. We get,
I don't know who Post Malone is.
No, I don't know.
I've heard the name.
I don't think he's a fan either. He's a white rapper from...
Okay.
Yeah. The last couple of years.
Post is a pretty white name.
I think it's a rap name.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's a moniker, but...
Mm. I remember him back when he was still pre-Malone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good, dude.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
He really brought it there.
Bringing the jokes.
He really brought it there.
Well, it's Post Malone because he's named after the black lady from the Grape Nuts commercial, right?
Yes.
Angelica Malone, the Grape Nuts worker.
Yes.
So I work here at Post Factory.
And she named him after the company.
Well,
he named himself, the Toasties.
He named himself Post Malone.
After her.
After the black lady from the Grape Nuts.
But they had the same last name.
What do you mean?
It doesn't matter.
No, his name is, it's a Carl Malone, and then what's, I don't remember what the Post thing comes from.
I think it's his last name.
It's Post, his real last name.
I think so. Maybe.
Well, I don't understand why you had to dismantle. Look, we're trying to build you up, dude.
I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
You gotta stay positive. I'm not.
I'm positive. I'm positive. I'm in it, dude.
Rule number one.
We've had a great weekend.
Rule number one of the writer's room.
Uh-huh.
There's no such thing as a bad idea so long as the checks keep coming.
That's true. I just want to maybe have a more diverse writer's room for when I, like, branch out on my own.
What, you want a gay Korean guy in here?
100%.
I'll find you a gay Korean guy.
I would
guy.
Love that. I'll we can go
you.
On Craigslist.
Look, whatever you want, baby. We'll make your show happen. Let's get on Craigslist. Let's say, I need a gay Korean. Don't worry, I am not a German cannibal. I'm a Jewish comedy producer, and we need you for our writer's room so that we can get an Amazon streaming deal.
Yeah,
for the Adam Friedland show.
Sight unseen.
Adam Friedland, a.k.a. Fire Island 2, colon monkeypox. This is the name of the show.
At night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. We should go to Fire Island. We should talk to some of those fellas, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I love Fire Island.
Have you been?
Yeah. I went with my dad. I went with my dad and my cousin.
You went to the gay beach with your dad?
And my dad and my cousin.
Pretty
and
sick.
We stayed with my dad's friend from the 80s who showered outside nude with his boys. which was very funny to me because I remember me and my cousin, we had no idea what Fire Island was. We were like 8 years old and we're like, this guy's gay.
This guy's fucking gay, dude.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
One of the nicest memories I ever had. Let me look it up. This must have been 1997.
Mm-hmm.
Because
good
was,
year, dude.
It was the year, amazing year.
Great year.
What year did Batman and Robin come out? The George Clooney.
I think 96.
Robin.
I don't even know why I said that. I don't have no idea.
1997. Yep.
97.
Batman and Robin, June 20th, 1997. And I remember, we were there probably the week after it opened. We had, because you leave Fire Island, you go to like Long Island. We went to a movie theater. We watched Batman and Robin in a movie theater.
So sick.
Then we went out to like dinner or something. And we went back and we rode the ferry back. And we were downstairs on the ferry.
Uh-huh.
And you know the engine's real fucking loud on
right.
the ferry.
Yeah.
And I fell asleep to the sound of like the engine droning. Uh-huh. And I fell asleep so hard and I was so tired.
Right.
And that's like just seared into my memory. It's like one of the most
sweet.
It's one of the most like pleasant memories.
Because of the industrial noise you heard. In the belly of that boat.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know,
it's
I don't
kind
know.
Of nice.
It's kind of a little tree of life thing, sort of.
It's kind
of
nice. Yeah,
it's
I remember the movie sucked.
It was very bad. That was the one with Mr. Freeze, right?
Yeah. And I remember my like cousin
and Uma Thurman.
My cousin wanted to go to like Burger King or like McDonald's or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know. Maybe it was Burger King. It was like it had to be Burger King because I never went to Burger King, and like he was like a Burger King guy, so we went to Burger King, and I was like, well, what is this place?
That was your first time?
I mean, I had seen it, but I had never, like, you know, I just never went.
The Whopper is a great sandwich. Mm. No, I guess... I the first movie I remember going to see was Hook with my dad in South Africa.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I saw Logan's Run in the theater
with your parents.
No, it was like it was the first PG movie I was allowed to see, and I just saw it with my brother. And there's like one scene with nudity where they like they go up into the freezing area or whatever. Uh-huh. There's like the snow robot or whatever, and then they like they're wet, so she takes off her clothes and they put on these furs that happen to be laying around,
mm-hmm.
and so you get to see tits.
I
and so like sick. Right as she was, my brother reached over and like covered up my eyes. I was like fighting so hard. I'd never seen.
What a bitch! Why do you do that?
Because he's older and just a fucking prick.
Yeah, but your older brother should want you to get
see
pussy.
Some titties, yeah. No.
Get pussy in front of him.
Yeah.
While he's cheering you on. That's my boy.
But I think the first movie, like the first movie I remember seeing was like, I don't know, either like the Apple Dumpling Gang or some, mm-hmm. or Gus the field goat. There was like a donkey that kicked field goals. There was a bunch of like shitty Disney movies.
Damn, the 70s were crazy, dude.
Disney like put out the worst shit. Like now when Disney
puts out...
That's
not true. All the classic Disney movies are from like the 60s, dude.
Herbie?
Herbie's dog shit.
All in the Family, Maude.
Mm-hmm.
Maude's Pussy.
Weezy's Pussy.
Weezy's Pussy.
No, like...
Sanford and Gunn. Yeah. That's where he just can't take it anymore, and he gives the police a taste for their own medicine.
Oh, he takes it out on them.
Yeah, Sanford and Gunn. Damn. That was another spinoff.
Yeah, no, Disney was dog shit in the '70s. It was good through like the mid '60s.
Rescuers Down Under. No, 101 Dalmatians. That's the '60s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's plenty of there's
like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang,
The Jungle Book.
Uh-huh. Jungle Book was in the '60s.
Yeah.
The Sword in the Stone was the '70s, and that was the beginning of the end.
Mm-hmm. You take your kids to Disney? You got to do that shit as a parent?
We will. Yeah, we haven't done it yet.
Jesus Christ! This is what Jon Favreau looks like.
Let me
now.
See.
He looks like Zach Amico.
Damn.
Let's see.
He's loaded too. He's
Jesus
rich.
Fucking Christ!
That's dude.
Dude, life is brutal.
What do you mean? You just get old.
Yeah, but you get old in like a way that's like you
it's
know.
It's pathetic.
When you think about aging, like your mind just puts a positive spin on it, and you just imagine like a Japanese woman at like the edge of like a field in front of like just a beautiful ocean, and she's hundreds of years old. And
right.
She's just like has just some small beautiful lines on the corner of her eye.
Yeah, she's dignified.
Yeah, dignified. But no, you turn into like a guy that can only buy clothes from the gas station. Nothing else fits. Your facial hair kind of like regresses. You look like a teenager.
Yeah,
you never learn how to shave.
And then you just have this like translucent skin.
Yeah, right.
That just breaks out into like open like sores over anything.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like if you go out in the sun, you've got like a fucking cyst. The size of a golf ball on your cheek.
Yeah, I mean, look at your shins. You look like you fucking just walked through a field of cobras.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? You look like you got, like, pit vipers all over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's from going on walks with my kids through, like, the woods and shit. Yeah. Just getting, like, thorns, briars. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then I just won't leave them alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's mad funny, dude. Well, I guess that's not true for black guys.
What?
They kind of don't age.
Well, they all
in such
get killed by the police.
Yeah,
when
they
28
get killed by
old.
The police. That's true. They don't age in such a disgusting, undignified way.
You don't.
They're not
a
allowed.
A lot of people don't realize
as the Scotch Irish American.
You know, like in real life, you've probably only met maybe three or four
that's
black
not
men.
True.
The
I don't
age
know.
Of 30.
I that's
most
not
people.
True.
Most people.
What do you mean,
I'm saying most people in your mind, because you know, in the movies, you see like Morgan Freeman or.
Mm-hmm.
Or what's
and that's
his name?
All CGI.
Yeah, or
Obama.
Or what's his name? The Darth Vader guy.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones.
Oh, he's in bad shape, I heard.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's you know, they're not really supposed to live past past working age. I mean,
come on.
What do you mean, come on?
I know. I mean,
you're right. You know what? It's at the end of those kinds of things. I'm not allowed.
We
got to
grow up now, dude.
We got to grow up. I got to just be a producer. I got to think about
do mature
what's
going to
keep our little gay Korean friend we hire happy.
Mm-hmm.
I got to make sure I'm like, you need anything, you know, Clif bars, seltzer,
snacks,
AZT, yeah, hit me up. I'm
prep
here for you.
Yeah.
We'll bring it in here. I'll get all the prep you want. You need some chopsticks to eat that prep with? No? That's bad, too? Okay. I'll say no. I'll stop offering stuff then.
There was like a huge like video billboard at Union Station in D.C. for prep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like guys break dancing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Is that a problem in the breakdancing community?
I have no
idea. In the b-boying community?
They were just like, they were like so happy they could fuck. It was just like, it was just, they were
doing the worm.
They were just doing crazy like dance moves, just having so much fun, and they were having fun with the word prep. They were like pushing up on the letters. They were like underneath it pushing up. I mean,
it's got to be sucked to be like the 0.001% of guys that get a breakthrough case with prep.
Yeah.
The kind of like Gil from The Simpsons level homosexual you have to be that guy. I did everything right. I don't know. I still got it.
Yeah, you got to be the most unlucky bastard out there.
Real poor bastard that had that happen to him.
It's so not worth it.
What else do you want for the Adam Friedland show, Adam?
I don't know.
We're winding down here. What do you want?
Gain back my dignity.
How you want people to see you? They want to see you as
I
want to
be respected.
What about segments?
Segments, but also we got to go tuxedo.
I want a video element.
We get your brisk tuxedo out. People are going to be like, who's this new Adam with his pants pulled down and a $300 tuxedo on? Who is this guy?
And a moil on his knees.
I want to move on from just being the faggot.
Being the doo-doo pants guy.
I want to be a public intellectual.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
People I think respect.
We'll start by like...
let's do a libertarian podcast.
No, it's not.
You got to go lib pandering. That's the move.
That's 100% the move. Yeah, so we got to go Pod Save America.
I feel like that market is saturated.
Yeah.
I think there's still a
space. They haven't met the old mole dog and the Freedy.
Yeah, first of all, yeah.
We'd take that
As
shit over.
As a producer,
over.
I'm telling you right now, never underestimate liberals' willingness to fork over cash to anything that marginally reinforces their ideas.
Yeah.
I mean, in what universe could you sell fucking RBG socks? Imagine Brett Kavanaugh socks. Who the fuck would be? You know, that doesn't.
It's so gay.
Yeah. But those RBG socks are sold everywhere.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
You see them as much as you see regular socks. And that's how powerful that business is.
Yeah,
and she wasn't even hot.
Yeah, yeah. You also don't even know if she wore socks. No one's seen that bitch's ankle since 1962.
It's true.
She's been in a robe the whole time. It's a thing she wouldn't even wear herself.
That's true.
That's the market you got to tap into.
We got to get those ladies.
Adam Friedland show is we'll change the color scheme and go with like we'll get like a Shepherd Fairey Obama. You know,
totally.
Adam Friedland thing.
That's kind of how I want
the Adam Friedland show. Hope, and it's a liberal show for the good guys.
For
the good ass guys. We got a liberal show, and yeah, sometimes we get, for lack of a better word, fucking pissed.
At the way society.
You know what? I don't care if this hurts my career. I'm going to say it. What the Supreme Court did was wrong.
I think so, too.
And if you're an entertainer and you're...
I think so, too.
And you're afraid to say that because you're worried about how it'll make
your career, dude. Maybe you're worried about your brand,
then maybe your brand was garbage.
I'm sick of how fucking fake this town is, dude.
All these fake people unwilling to say something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's going to be the Adam Friedland show. We don't take any prisoners, dude.
Yeah.
We don't pander to the right wing.
We're saying the things that everyone else is afraid to. Dr. Fauci is a hero genius. And the vaccines work 100% of the time, always. And the corona is real. And the inflation is transitory. And if it isn't, then it's the fault of Vladimir Putin. And we need to give nuclear weapons to any one of his enemies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually an anti-war position because we're anti the war he's starting.
Yeah.
He started it.
Reasonable.
And which is also a good further justification for any bombing we happen to do from here on out. It's like, no, you don't understand. We're trying to prevent a different war.
It's his bad.
So we're not doing war. No. Let's be perfectly clear here. Putting a bunch of missiles on Russia's border is not war.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm going to do all that kind of shit.
Yeah. That's the stuff.
I'm be gay. Yeah. But like the good kind. Yeah. Not like, mm-hmm.
we're going,
not
we're
like
gonna
the middle school kind.
We're going to rehabilitate Kamala because, mm-hmm. unfortunately, that's probably our only option.
The propaganda.
Unless, what do you want? Fascism? Because that's, you know, no matter who the GOP puts up on the ticket,
mm-hmm.
I guarantee you they're a fascist. Worse than Trump, even.
Yeah.
We haven't figured out the logic yet to explain how they will be.
The propaganda machine they rolled out against Kamala Harris is just unforgivable.
It's, yeah,
I agree.
Unforgivable.
Probably one of the most maligned black women of all time. It's her and then the lady from the grape novel. Unfairly.
It's true.
Yeah.
Post Malone's mom.
Yeah.
Post Malone's mom. You got to listen to Post Malone, Norman.
I should. I
it's
should.
Great.
If I ever get into hip hop, I'll check him out.
Yeah, you should check him out, dude.
Mm.
Yeah,
and he's white too. So.
You ever get into nip?
So it was, that's a way to ease in to hip hop. Vanilla Ice, Post Malone,
safe. Yeah.
The greats.
Yeah,
Eminem.
Oh my God!
Genius. I see. I listen. I'm hip. I know all the cool rappers.
Mm-hmm.
Eminem.
Uh-huh.
Aquafina. They're all named after
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Is Aquafina a guy?
Aquafina's,
no, it's a girl.
Okay. Aquafina is an Asian woman.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, that's who does nip hop. Huh? Hey, boy.
That's good.
Yeah. That one's
that's
just
good.
That, look, we'll keep that one under wraps once our little gay Korean friend gets here to help us write the Adam Friedland show.
We just need his input.
I just needed one last one, and then, hey, I'm all smiles. Yeah. Whatever I can do for you, pal, I'll keep my shoes
and
off
then
right out here.
From now on, we're mature.
We're mature.
Yeah.
And the Adam Friedland Show, episode 101, coming up with Adam's mentally disabled.
No,
cousin.
We're not going to.
I don't. Did you describe yourself as a Jet Travolta? Thanks, folks.
Thanks, guys.
See you this Wednesday. Stay tuned.
Bye-bye.
We're gonna make it good. I promise.
I love you.